This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. We have reached a point in America where President Trump must call for the arrest and indictment of these deep state Democrats like Adam Schiff, especially, and Jerry Nadler, and Nancy Pelosi, and these others who are just flat out committing treason against America. They are fabricating, you know, fake transcripts like Adam Schiff did to try to frame Trump. They are installing deep state spies to spy on the Trump administration. This is the deep state spying on Trump. And then Democrats call the spies whistleblowers. No, they're not whistleblowers. They're CIA operatives, okay? They are illegal spies continuing to spy on the Trump administration. And it's time for Trump to just have a big announcement to America to say, look, we're going to dispatch the military police. We're going to arrest all these traitors. And we need you, the American people, to defend this republic. All of you who took an oath to defend the Constitution and the rule of law. All of you who have been in the military or law enforcement, you took an oath to defend this constitutional republic against all enemies, foreign and domestic, and it is time for you to make good on that oath. And I think that Trump should call for nationwide arrests of every Democrat lawmaker and fake journalist operative who has been part of this coup, part of the Russia collusion hoax, part of the new Ukraine coup, part of the deep state, part of the fake propaganda to whip up mass hysteria and terrorize the American people. All of these operatives should, in my opinion, be arrested and charged with sedition or treason or whatever is the most appropriate. I think it's treason because I think we're in a state of war. I mean, it's clear to me that we are in a state of war. And Trump sees it too. He said it recently. The Democrats are waging a war against America. And it's the Democrats that are committing all the crimes. You know, Joe Biden is an international money launderer and a shakedown artist. He, as vice president under Obama, he would run around the world and shake down all these countries, including Ukraine, for billions of dollars and funnel it to his son and, you know, other organizations where his son has a role or sits on the board or gets a consulting payout or whatever. And Barack Obama was an international money launderer who funded Iran's nuclear weapons program. You know, Bill Clinton shared tech secrets, military secrets with the communist Chinese. Bill Clinton enabled North Korea to develop nuclear weapons, by the way, which is why we're living under the potential tyranny of Kim Jong-un today. These Democrats, they're all traitorous, treasonous criminals. And it's just time. It's time for Trump to shut them down. This is why we elected Trump, really, is to shut down this criminal cabal, this deep state cartel. And it's time for Trump to just demand it and call for the people to support it. And I have a feeling that if he were to call for the people to go out and arrest the Democrat lawmakers who have been part of this coup, those who have been committing treason, and to shut down the anti-America propaganda and infoterrorism organizations like CNN and MSNBC and so on, we could finally get this country back to civility, the rule of law, you know, real peace and real progress. Because the Democrats and their fake media outlets, they've been doing everything to destroy this country from within just because Trump is at the helm. They have been doing everything to try to overthrow the will of the people in the 2016 election. And it's clear now, it's clear that these Democrats, especially those like Dianne Feinstein, who basically works for the communist Chinese, okay, let's be honest here, and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and these others, these House members and, you know, the Democrats in the Senate, many of them are criminal traitors. And they need to be arrested. They need to be charged with treason. And they need to be held accountable. And we've got to shut these people down if we're going to have a country remaining. That's what this has come to. And it's also clear they will not stop until they completely destroy Trump, remove him from office, overrule the will of the voters and destroy this country from within and have it overrun with open borders and a flood of illegals coming in to keep voting for more Democrats. It's time to shut the Democrats down. And by the way, I think if Trump were to just call for the people to rise up, if Trump were to call for people to invoke their Second Amendment rights and just go, you know, state by state, all the citizens in that state, go arrest, I'm saying if Trump called for this, to go arrest the Democrat traitors in your state Senate, in your state House, or your state senators, you know, at the federal level, then we could finally stop the terrorism against the American people. We could finally stop the treason and the crimes and the lies and the propaganda and the deep state spies and the authoritarianism and the left-wing tech giants' extreme censorship that's all politically motivated. We could finally restore the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, the rule of law. We could restore democracy to this country, fair and free elections where only Americans are allowed to vote. We could end the sanctuary city policies of these liberal mayors and governors like Newsom in California, who is a criminal traitor to America. It's time to lock Newsom up. It's time to indict Newsom and others like him. And I think Trump is finally beginning to realize that there is a war happening. The Democrats have declared war on the rule of law, on democracy. The Democrats have declared war on all conservatives or Trump supporters. And they are desperately trying to take away your guns so that they can carry out a mass slaughter in the name of communism to roll over Washington, take over the country, and simply execute all their political enemies. That's what the left wants to do. It's now obvious. They don't want to just take away your First Amendment rights. They want to nullify your Second Amendment rights. They want to nullify elections. Unless they win, of course, but if they win, it's because it's rigged. They're trying to nullify the president and the election of 2016. These Democrats, they are lawless. They're out of control. They're mentally ill. They're deluded. They're dangerous. And it's just flat out time to stop them in the only way that it's ever going to happen. And that's with the president invoking the right of the people to rise up and stop the treason. Rise up and stop the treason. I think if the president were to call for that, there would be an immediate nationwide response. But if the president doesn't call for that, it's never going to happen organically because conservatives are people who follow the law. They're not going to just go out like Antifa and start initiating actions. Conservatives are people who follow the law, and they need authorization in order to do this. So Trump needs to, in my opinion, he needs to take to the airwaves, have a special speech. I mean, tell the media that he's going to talk about climate change or something. And then right in the middle of it, you know, he can say, oh, I'm here to talk about climate change. And by the way, it's time to stop the traitors, invoke your Second Amendment rights, go arrest all the traitors, and let's defend this republic. Let's restore freedom in America. But I don't think he'll do it, certainly not in his first term, maybe never. I don't think that Trump thinks he could survive the assassination attempts that might be sparked by such an action. Who knows? But it's coming down to this, really, where the Democrats are just incompatible with civil society. You can't coexist with Democrats because they are liars and cheaters and thieves and murderers and terrorists. And they will never be honest about news. They will never be honest about facts, about, you know, history. They will never be honest about elections. They are the enemy of civil society. Democrats are incompatible with sustainable society. And they terrorize their own children, for God's sake. And those are the children, I'm talking about climate change, and those are the children that they didn't murder with post-birth abortions. So can you imagine what kind of hell it must be to be a child of a Democrat today? First of all, the moment you're born, they might just kill you right then. And then if you do survive that, you know, post-birth abortion attempt, and then you grow up, by the time you're 6 years old, you're already being psychologically terrorized by your Democrat parents into thinking the world's going to end in 7 years if we don't stop burning gasoline and running tractors on farms to create food. You know, to be a child of a Democrat is the worst fate that, you know, any human could experience. Now, I'd rather be born as a poor child under a Christian conservative family than to be born as a wealthy Democrat child, to be terrorized by your parents and turn into an hysterical, you know, mentally damaged, post-traumatic stress disorder, you know, climate lunatic, which is what they're doing to all their kids now. It's just incredible. In any case, we the people are ready, Mr. President. We the people are very much ready to defend our nation. And we, in fact, are sick and tired of watching our nation be dismantled from within. We're sick and tired of watching the traitors and the terrorists have power. And we know where this is going. We know they're going to try to roll in a communist coup. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi has all but said it. She wants a civil war in America, or at least she's willing to risk a civil war to try to get Trump. We the people are ready to defend this nation, Mr. Trump, President Trump. We're just waiting for the word from you. Or I guess if they take out Trump, then it's pretty much at that point, you know, you already have your orders from the founding fathers at that point. You don't even need Trump to say anything at that point. You know, all across America, people will just organically do what is necessary to defend their republic. But let's hope it doesn't come to that. It would be much better to remove these criminals from power legally right now, take our country back and actually have a civil society once again that respects the freedom of speech and the rule of law. And there are millions of people all across America who are standing by ready to do that, ready to help in that effort if it is initiated by our president. So we'll see what happens. In any case, I do publish a website called civilwar.news that discusses these topics in greater detail. Check it out, civilwar.news, and also read newstarget.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, a Texan, a patriot, a Christian, someone who loves America, someone who's willing to stand up for what's right, to stand up for the lives of the unborn and the recently born, you know, someone who wants you to be healthy, happy, and free and safe from the lunacy and the violence of the Democrats. The Democrats are demon rats, and they must be removed from power and halted from destroying the lives of everyone else. It's time to stop these lunatics, or they will take down the whole country. Thank you for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.